Minnesota Governor Tim Walz seemed to lose his cool over former President Donald Trump's recent appearance at a McDonald's in Philadelphia. The Democrats' reaction came after Trump's visit to the fast food joint, where he served up some burgers and fries to surprised customers. Walz took to social media to express his disapproval, firing off a series of tweets that some might call a bit over the top. He accused Trump of using the McDonald's visit as a publicity stunt, claiming it was an attempt to connect with working-class Americans that fell flat. The governor's outburst didn't go unnoticed, with many social media users calling out what they perceived as an unnecessarily aggressive response to a relatively harmless campaign event. Some even suggested that Walz's reaction revealed more about his own insecurities than any shortcomings on Trump's part. Trump's team, never one to back down from a social media skirmish, was quick to respond. They shared videos of the former president's McDonald's visit, highlighting the warm reception he received from both staff and customers. The contrast between these positive interactions and Walz's heated response was striking, to say the least. Critics of Walz were quick to point out that his reactions seemed disproportionate to the event itself. Some suggested that the governor's response might be indicative of broader concerns within the Democratic Party about Trump's ongoing popularity with certain segments of the electorate. It's worth noting that politicians from both sides of the aisle have long used visits to local businesses and eateries as a way to connect with voters. Whether it's flipping burgers at a state fair or grabbing a coffee at a local diner, these types of events are a staple of American political campaigns. In the end, Walz's heated response to Trump's McDonald's visit may have inadvertently given the former president's team exactly what they wanted, more media attention and an opportunity to portray their opponents as out of touch with everyday Americans. It's a reminder that in the world of politics, sometimes the best response is no response at all.